Here's what's on Allison's timeline now.
All right, it is Hump Day, Wednesday, May 27th. Check out my timeline right now. Look, we saw these groups gathering in D.C., right?
Yep.
Over the Memorial Day weekend. I want you to know this is really just breaking. D.C. police are now saying they will arrest you if you refuse to social distance.
Yep.
D.C. is serious about getting over this thing and flattening the curve. I mean, you know, how many arrests will really happen? I don't know, but putting out this headline might stop some people.
And if you're black, you're going to get arrested, so don't play.
Okay. Not funny, but just how you said it. Okay. Mm-hmm. In Northern Virginia, phase one reopening starting on Friday. Lots of restrictions, though, in place. So, look, if you live in Northern Virginia, go ahead and check out all the restrictions that are still there. Don't get caught up, including if you head outside into the public, you're going to need to cover your face.
My goodness. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all.
Face mask. Yeah. You don't even need a mask. Just need a covering, right? In Maryland, Six Flags announcing that it'll offer drive-through testing on Friday from 10 to 2. No doctor's orders, no appointments. Just get in line at Six Flags. I know they want to see their people back. So they're
whatever we got to do.
Octavia Spencer. Do people still lie about their age? I mean, it seems so like something my grandmother did. And
yeah,
she did
no,
it.
Actresses and stuff, yeah.
Okay, well, Octavia Spencer's coming clean. She just celebrated a birthday. And if you looked at her Wikipedia, you might think she's 47. No, she turned 50.
Oh, go ahead, girl.
She's
3 years, right? Okay.
3 years. She's like, you know, in this age of social media, it's just too easy to get caught. So
well,
let me come clean.
My birthday's coming up. I'm only 37,
understand. Oh, okay. And teachers, I'm asking you, are you ready to go back to the classroom even if things open up in the fall? Right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm sure some people would say no, including this new poll. 1 out of 5 teachers say no, they're unlikely to go back. And 1 in 4 over 55 say they're just too afraid of coronavirus. They won't be heading back to the classroom.
That's a good. I see that. That's very realistic, and I understand.
And teachers, if you're listening, weigh in on that. And how do you feel about it? Even if class is back, will you be back in the fall? 202-432-WHUR.
Coming up in the 4 o'clock, we have an amazing story of survival. It's a WHUR exclusive. You do not want to miss it. That's on the way on WHUR.
TV news in the morning, radio fun in the afternoon is Allison Seymour and her hubby Mark Clark on 96.3 WHUR.